All right, so in the absence of James tonight, I'll run the meeting. Call the meeting of Legislative Programs, Education, and Community Service Committee on Tuesday, March 2nd. We'll call it to order. If you could call attendance, please, Nettie.
Sure. Okay, Deputy Chair Corcoran.
Here.
Legislator Criswell.
Here.
Legislator Parity. Legislator Waro.
Here.
All right, okay. Motion to approve minutes.
Three present, two absent.
So move.
Move it. Second.
Peter and Mary second, thank you. All right, welcome Dr. Roberts. So I guess SUNY Ulster Upstate.
Okay, I'll give some, about three things I wanna mention. First, enrollment, which is pretty much, we keep an eye on every day. It's about where we expected it. We're from budget, probably 6 or 7% down, which is actually not as bad as we thought it was gonna be. So we're feeling pretty good about that. We started our last express semester class this week. So the only thing left still to register is our prison program, and we have collegiate. So again, some of the things that are unknown, but we're really focusing in on it. And the thing we really wanna focus in on is what we'll do for the fall. So we started additional marketing campaign that'll hit the social media very soon. We want to be out in front of this before it gets too late. So our fingers are crossed. We hope that things are much better and we can get back to normal. We're scheduling right now for about 60% in class, but that could change in a heartbeat. It could go either way. I'm more optimistic than the rest of the staff. I see the numbers, I see the percent of vaccines being distributed, so I'm feeling good about it. We've got 50% of our employees are back on campus, rotating on a daily basis. So we're coming back to life slowly, but we surely are. And I wanna thank Mark for choosing us to be a vaccine site, which we're really excited about. It's gonna be a great opportunity to serve this part of the county, so we're centered in the county, and I think that's going to be a real plus. So we're looking forward to Thursday will be our kickoff, and Mark may tell you a little bit more about that, but I know they've been up looking at our Senate gym. We're working on parking, we're working about distribution. We have a number of our folks here on campus who want to volunteer, so that's I think everyone's going to chip in, so we're feeling really good about that. And I guess the last thing that I'll mention before I kick it over to Jamie, who can talk about the budget, is we did get a second round of CARES money. We call it CARES 2, but it has another name, but it's still money that we'll be able to use for a number of reasons. What we don't have is the flexibility from SUNY system to tell us how we can actually distribute that money and use it. We know it has to be COVID related, but we're looking for some opportunities to say revenue is really caused, loss of revenue is really the COVID expense. So we're working on that. And if we get that tweaked, we're gonna be doing pretty well for the remainder semester. And even our budget, we expected about a $400,000 draw from our budget. Right now it looks with the new round of money that might be coming, we'll only take about 200,000. So if I look at our colleagues around the state with no layoffs, no retrenchments, we did pretty darn good, so I'm feeling good about that. But I'm gonna have to thank Jamie because she watches every nickel, I'll tell you that, which is good. You know, she's a tough bird. The best thing I think I've ever done here is to convince her to come and unbeknownst to all everyone at the county office, I was courting her for about a year. Well, it's out of the bag. So it's been a true pleasure. So Jamie, I'll kick it over to you. You can talk a little bit more specific about the budget.
Sure. Thanks, Dr. Al. So we're doing, again, the scenario-based budgeting, so working internally with all of our departments to make sure that they're coming in with at least a 5% reduction on budget going into next year. Again, as Dr. Al said, we are closely tracking all the CARES funding, CARES round of funding. All of those funding sources have to be used for COVID-related expenses. So as Dr. Al said, we're tracking all of our potential lost revenue, and we're working with SUNY in terms of how do you quantify lost revenue and what does that mean in terms of the spend down for CARES, the round two of CARES. First round of CARES, we have only a couple more weeks left to spend down. We're looking to really target our classrooms for that spend. We know that we're still gonna have social distancing into the fall. We need to really ramp up our classroom spaces so that we can maneuver our classroom desks and chairs and tables so that we're enabling social distancing while maximizing classroom enrollment. And we're also looking to do some tech features where we can hopefully deploy some tech apparatuses at the Kingston Center and also at the Stone Ridge campus to potentially have a seamless transition where students may be either on either campus and can zoom into a classroom setting. That'll really create some social distancing and also make it easier for our students who live in the Kingston area who might not be able to get down to the Stone Ridge campus. So those are the things we're looking at to really target the use of CARES funding. Again, the state budget was favorable for community colleges. We're hoping that that holds true upon enactment. We have about a month to go there. So we're closely tracking anything that comes out of the legislature and anything out of the state regarding the funding streams for SUNY. So we're hopeful on that front. At this point, everything, you know, with CARES, with the funding and with the state support, I think we'll be, you know, okay going into next year. And with the enrollment numbers and the new marketing campaigns, trying to really pull students back in to the community college. And again, reminding them of why they started their education with us, and let's finish strong going into the fall. Any questions on those components?
And we have one resolution that will come up in regards to roofs, and I'll let Jamie get into the details of that.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions for Dr. Roberts or Jamie? All right. Thank you guys, appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Tom, appreciate it.
All right, I guess so we'll move into resolutions, Nettie.
Yeah, Tom, if you want to take resolution 99 out of order, I think that's the college one.
Sure. All right.
Yeah, is that right, Jay?
Okay, we'll start resolutions. Yep. We'll start with 99, approving and increasing the funding for design, testing, and construction services of phase three campus roof project for Hasbrook Hall and exterior campus roofs, and amending the 2021 Ulster County Capital Fund, Ulster Community College.
I'll move that for discussion.
Peter's moved for discussion.
Second.
Mary will second it. Any questions or discussions on that? I know I'm good with it. We're good? All right, we'll close discussion. Resolution for approval on resolution 99.
Aye. Right.
All right, resolution 99 passes.
Mm-hmm. This was your easiest meeting, huh, Jamie?
Well, I'm actually filling in for Jerry, so I will stick on. But yes.
Almost done with the book, right?
Almost. That's great, Peter. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Ready to go back to resolution 81?
Well, your call. There's Susan with Office for the Aging is here, and that's resolution 101 and 102.
Sure.
And then I think the rest is us.
Okay. All right. So we'll go to resolution 101. Authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant application with required assistance from the Medicare Improvements for Patients and Providers Act, the MIPPA, with the New York State Office for the Aging, Office for the Aging. Motion.
I'll move it.
Second it.
Discussion? Questions?
Do you all know what MIPPA is?
Could you talk about it for a minute?
Please. It's part of our HICAP program, which is a health insurance counseling program where we help people apply for and get onto Medicare and change their plans during open enrollment. But the MIPPA program is specifically for people who have a lower income, even though they're not Medicaid eligible. On Medicare, we'll give you a discount on your premiums if you fall into this income category, and it's of course a separate application, and that's what Eleanor It's a one man, it's a one woman show, and she goes out and she talks to people and she does their applications and gets people. I think it's like, you know, $175, but it's something, you know, it helps them save on their premium because of their income level. That's what it's called, the Medicare savings plan.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Curious,
how do you promote that?
So she does before COVID. Okay, so there's before COVID and after COVID. Before COVID, she would go with us to some of our public events and set up her own table and, you know, waylay people as they went by. Right now, we still have a lot of people calling into the office asking for help with their Medicare. And we help them over the phone or virtually or however we do it. We've been doing that the whole time. She's also been doing that now. So Bob Meese is the coordinator of the whole Medicare HICAP program. And he will then refer people to Eleanor, who he thinks or will know, according to their income, who would be eligible to talk to her next. But she's really great. She goes out into the community, well, before COVID, and you know, goes to all edges of the community and sets up her table and shoves literature in people's hands. So it's really kind of cool.
I was just wondering during COVID, you know, if there's ways that we as legislators can reach out to our constituents, you know, via our own e-blasts or social media or something to help promote.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because we just came up with a flyer. And if you would like me to, I can certainly share the flyer. It's all about going to her, either her email or her phone, because a lot of the constituents that she actually sees, they don't get on Zoom. They don't handle that well. So she does a lot of stuff the old fashioned way. And we'll be happy to share that flyer if you want to share it with people, because she's always looking for new folks to sign up, because people turn day anyway. So we do have a big crowd of people who might need it.
And even if we're reaching out to, you know, I mean, that's a crowd that might not be on social media, but their kids might be. So
right.
Know, we could reach them that way. So I'd be happy to contribute that.
I'm happy to share that, but we also put it on our website. We also put it in our newsletter. We also, you know, blast it to whoever we can through the MIPA or the HIPAA, the HICAP volunteers as well.
Sue, if you'll just send it to Nettie.
To Nettie? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. That's great.
Sure. No problem.
All right. Any more questions for Sue on that? On resolution 101? All right. All in favor of resolution 101?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Great.
Thank you.
Resolution number 102. Approving the execution of a contract agreement for $65,000 entered into by the county, GTL Incorporated, DBA Link to Life, the Office for the Aging.
I'll
open that up.
Second that.
Only the three of us. Discussion.
I had one question about that. So I see it's a state-county split there. Do you feel confident in those state dollars?
Oh yeah, actually, for Mark's information, because I just got this information yesterday, we were on a finance call last week with NYSOFA, at which they stated that all the funding levels would remain the same for 21-22. So yes, I am confident about it.
Okay, thanks.
That's great. All right, any more discussion? All right, thanks again, Sue.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Y'all know what that is, right? It's our PERS unit.
It up, basically.
It's
You've
our
all seen those commercials, right?
Yes.
They have improved a little bit because they will work when you're not in your house, which is really kind of cool. So if you have the unit on and you're out, you know, if you happen to be out someplace and you fall, and maybe you're alone, you can press the button and it will transmit your location, which is really kind of cool. Not the way they were when that lady fell on TV 20 years ago.
Can I just ask that you all vote?
vote on that resolution?
I don't think so. I don't think you all voted for it.
Okay. No, you have to vote.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank right. you.
Thank you, resolution 102. Where do you want to go, Nettie?
81.
All right, we'll start 81. Resolution number 81, amending the policy for funding non-county organizations. Through the legislator, Peter and James have been working on this. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, discussion.
Move it for discussion.
Second.
All right. How are you coming along?
Good. We're going to have a meeting tomorrow with some other legislators and Ways and Means, and feels like it's in a good place. So, I mean, we've kind of all talked about it. I don't know how much we need to discuss it now, but
that's fine. I know we brought it back to our caucus. I know we had talked about it a little bit discussion. I don't think we had any opposition to it. I think it went over well. So I think it's a good thing you guys have been doing.
It seems to make sense. It's very logical. So there should be no controversy about it.
Well, you could discuss that in Ways and Means and see what happens over there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, all right. I do think that it is really quite sensible. And so, you know, I did present it very briefly in Ways and Means, and we're going to have a further conversation about that. So I think it'll be fun.
Well, that's good to hear. All right. So resolution 81, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Move to resolution 85, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with People's Place for the 2021 appropriation. Open for discussion.
Second.
Questions, discussions? I think we're good. All right, nothing being said. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 86. Authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the Ulster County Community Actions Committee Incorporated for the 2021 appropriation.
Move it for discussion.
Second.
Discussion, questions, 86? Nope. With that said, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution number 87, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Hartsmith Hudson Incorporated for the 2021 appropriation. Discussion?
I'll move.
Second and moved. Questions? Discussions? You're good? I'm good. All right, on 87, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution number 88, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Cornell Cooperative Extension Association of Ulster County for the 2021 appropriations.
Move that.
Second.
Second.
Questions, discussion?
Second.
No questions? All right, all in favor? 88. Aye. Resolution 89, 2021 appropriation for Delta County Libraries Program. Discussion.
Second.
Questions? Discussion?
Always happy to support the library program.
110%. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 90, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Family of Woodstock Incorporated for the supervised visitation program for the 2021 appropriations. Discussion?
Yeah.
Open. Second. Mary. Questions or discussions on resolution 90? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 91, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Dispute Resolution Center Incorporated for the 2021 appropriation. Discussion?
Move it.
I'll second it.
Second, Peter. Discussion, questions on 91?
I'm good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 92, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Ulster Performing Arts Center for the 2021 appropriations. Discussion, Peter. Second, Mary. Discussion or questions on 92?
Again, supporting the arts. Happy to do it.
10%. It was very disappointing this past year when we had to do some cuts in those areas. So glad to be back. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
And resolution 103, rescinding resolution number 455 of 2020 and approving the execution of a contract for $66,641 entered into by the County Family of Woodstock Incorporation Youth Bureau.
I'll move it.
Mary, second. Peter, discussion or questions on 103?
Can you just explain the rescinding of the Mark?
So towards the end of last year, you all had approved the contract for, I think it was $106,000. The state came back in January and reduced their share by 40,000. And so we're just removing that offset and keeping the 60-40 state county split.
Basically what I was asking Susan, but applied to a different contract, right? Changes there. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, this is still a 2020 contract. So it's from last year.
Got it, okay. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Any other discussion or questions on 103?
Nope.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, that gets us done with the resolutions. Any new business? Nope. Old business? Nope. All right, you made it easy on me this meeting.
Tom, you run a tight meeting, sir. You run a tight meeting.
Yeah, sure. You know, just do what I had to do. Get
appreciated
it. I don't do much. All right. So I guess I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I move that.
Peter. Second, Mary. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a great evening.
Thanks.
Great night.
Good night.